It's August 22nd, 1939, and KROC AM's in-studio guest was New York Yankee great Lou Gehrig, the Iron Horse. At the time of this interview, Gehrig had retired from the Yankees and was a patient at the Mayo Clinic. Later, he would be diagnosed with the neuromuscular disease that now bears his name. Times were different in 1939. Gehrig didn't want to talk about his medical condition and agreed to visit with KROC announcer Dwight Merriam under the condition that they talk only of baseball.
Ladies and gentlemen, we present at this time an interview with Lou Gehrig. Lou, is baseball played differently now than when you first started playing?
Well, that's a difficult question. I think it was played harder, and it was made more difficult for the young man years ago than it is today. The young man 15, 20 years ago, when I broke in, had to go out and fight his way for a job. And the young man today is surrounded with the old-timers' advice and experience. So you can see readily where the difference lies.
Lou, what's your opinion of night baseball?
Well, night baseball is strictly a show and is strictly advantageous to the owner's pocketbook. But as far as being a true exhibition of baseball, I don't think I can say it is. And it's very hard and very difficult on the ball players themselves.
We often hear about ball players, Lou. Now, of course, the fans all have their favorites, but ball players see things that the fans don't see. So who would you say has been the ball player's ball player?
Well, there's no question about the three greatest and most outstanding ball players in the history of baseball have been Ruth, Cobb, and Wagner. Now, personally, Ruth was a typical fans ball player, and Cobb was a typical individual ball player because I believe he had more enemies on the ball field than any man in the history of baseball because he played it so hard, and he thought of nobody. I mean, cutting or slashing or anything to gain his end, he went through. And yet, I think Honus Wagner was a typical ball player's ball player or the manager's ball player. Because he was always thinking of winning and doing what he could for the other fellow and for himself and for his manager and for his ball club and for the fans.
That's Babe Ruth, Ty Cobb, and Honus Wagner.
That's right.
Do you think there's really a difference in the brand of baseball played in the National and in the American leagues?
Well, being an American leaguer, I'd be naturally prejudiced, but the difference is not exactly noticeable, I don't believe. But, of course, the American League will use the figures in the World Series and the All-Star Games of the last 10 or 12 years as proof.
Do ball players read the sports sections as avidly as the fans, Lou? That is, read the sports pages, the write-ups of the day's games, and do they resent criticisms of sport writers?
They don't resent fair criticism, and they probably read the sport pages much more closely than the fan does, because ball players know how to read the box scores. They read down below, and they read everything very carefully, and they can probably give you more of a resume of the ball game from not being there than 99% of the people who were there. They can tell you more about it. That's how closely they can read that box score.
Are the pitchers able to get an idea of the weaknesses of various players from the box scores at all?
Definitely. We may have trouble with a certain type hitter. We may pitch him high, or we may pitch him low, and we may switch on him. We may do different things. And yet we'll see a certain type pitcher that will have success with him continually, and we know that his type of pitching will be a weakness, so we attempt to throw him accordingly.
You've got to have an education of some sort to play baseball,
no
after
question
all.
Question about it.
Do you believe that every young player should receive thorough seasoning in the minor leagues?
I don't think there's any question about that. There are very few major league ball players in the history of the game that have proven themselves capable of jumping from sandlot or college into major league baseball.
And has often been proved by players who came up too soon and had to go back for seasoning.
Oh, no question about it.
Do the majority of ball players tighten up during a World Series game, or do they usually take it just as another game?
Depends entirely upon the individual's makeup. Now, personally, I always was as tight as a drum before the game, before the World Series game, the constant milling around, the hundreds of photographers, the hundreds of newspaper men, and the thousands of requests for autographs of the scorecards and baseball and things like that. They tend to tense a ball player up. But the minute that bell rang and the field was cleared and that first ball was thrown and the first ball hit my glove, why, I was just as relaxed, and it was just another ball game after that.
Yeah, are you in favor of the All-Star game?
Oh, I think it's a great thing. Great. I'm thrilled to death every time I can attend one, and you can imagine the thrill I can get when I was chosen to play in them.
The receipts from the All-Star game go to what?
They go to a benefit that ball players have among themselves an organization that we pay $10 a year to that take care of the older ball players in the event of sickness and inability to take care of themselves in their own old age.
Do you think there will ever be such a thing as a ball player's union?
I don't see how it possibly could work, because at that rate, a boy would not be rewarded for his abilities. And it would put the inferior ball player, the boy who has a tendency to loaf, in the same class as far as salary is concerned with the fellow who hustles and has great ability and takes advantage of his ability.
Would you say that ball players as a whole play for salary, or do you think the majority of boys play for the love of the game?
I think it's a combination of both.
It is nice to be able to earn money while you're having fun.
Oh, exactly right.
Would you say the young ball players now coming up compare on average with the ball players of other days?
I think they're just as good.
Fine. I'm glad to hear that from a man who should be an authority.
Absolutely.
After all we
just
read in the
as good. Because men like Connie Mack, who've been in baseball for over 50 years, still insist that baseball today is as good, if not superior, to the baseball of 30, 35 years ago.
Who are some of the young players you've seen in action, Lou, that you feel are coming stars?
Well, I see young Williams that come out of Minneapolis. He's around this part of the country. And we've got young Joe Gordon with the Yankees. We've got a young fellow by the name of Charlie Keller. And we've got a young man by the name of Donald. And there's a couple of young fellows down to St. Louis, a pitcher by the name of Harris and a pitcher by the name of Kramer, who look mighty well. And you've got a young pitcher that was sent back for more experience, had a sore arm with Boston, a fellow by the name of Rich. We've got a lot of promising ball players coming up this year.
Lou, would you say that baseball is keeping its hold on the fans?
The attendance figures this year far surpass, I think, those of last year. And I know that last year we drew more people, the Yankees as a whole, than any year that I've been with the team since 1923.
We have brought you a personal interview with Lou Gehrig, for many years a star first baseman with the New York Yankees. Thank you, Lou, for giving us a bit of your time for this interesting interview. And I'm sure all of our listeners join with me in wishing you all the luck in the future.